됩니다. 근데 이 그룹이랑 뭔가
Okay. Just to remind everyone, okay? Vedanta Nama Upanishad Pramanam. It's a Sadananda's quotation. In writing Vedanta Sara, Swami Sadananda says that Vedanta Nama Upanishad Pramanam. Vedanta, which is another name for the Upanishad, is a Pramana. Vedanta, a positional name. For all those who are not heard me before, okay, or infrequently. Okay. Vedanta, a positional name. The end portion of the Vedas. That is the primary meaning. Please come. Any other meaning is creative. Okay. Is creative interpretations. But the real meaning is the end portion of the Veda. Why? Because one needs to establish a separate independent section called Vedanta, called the Upanishad. Why is it necessary to establish it as an independent section? Because Veda is one. You don't normally say Veda and the last chapter. You don't say that. The Pramanam actually is the whole Veda. Shabda Pramanaha. What is Pramana? Pramakaranam. That which gives you knowledge is Pramana. What knowledge? Okay. Knowledge that you and I cannot figure out. Knowledge that you and I cannot figure out. Why? Because we have a God-given Pancha Pramana. God-given. That's also God-given. Not that only Veda is God-given. The five Pramanas are also God-given. Based on the human mind. First one, perception. Fivefold, but one perception. This is what generally people say, fact. What you can see, what you can hear, what you can smell, what you can taste, what you can touch. Fivefold. Pratyaksha. A lot of information that you have about the world, your body, etc., mind, etc., is because of perception. When perception is not enough, based on perceptual data, you will make an inference. Sound outside. Probably a truck on the main road. Yeah, truck on the main road. Anumana, inference. Next one, Arthapatti. What modern logic, we'll call it as deductive logic. Okay. Which will involve more than one. Anumana is simple, one step. Arthapatti will involve more than one step. Hattakatta Devadatta. Hattakatta. Pino Devadatta. Divana Bhukte doesn't eat during the day. I shadowed him whole day. Character doesn't eat. And he's not losing weight either. Doesn't have any hormonal issues. Therefore, he has to be eating in the night. He's nocturnal. Guaranteed. There's no other way. You look at it, there are a lot of logical steps involved in it. But it is inevitable that is like this deductive logic was very popular with Arthur Conan Doyle, the creator of Sherlock Holmes. If that is the only possibility left after all deductions, then however improbable it seems, that must be the right one. I had a friend, he is no more. The character wouldn't get sleep in the night. Okay? Insomnia. It's a problem that some people have. With taking a sleeping tablet, he will get sleep at 3 o'clock in the night. After taking the sleeping tablet. Very awesome. Nice soul. Gem of a man. And he used to stay in the same building as another friend of mine who was a doctor. And the doctor, who was young enough to be his doctor, was worried about him. Why? Guy is putting on weight here. He's not healthy. I'm giving him a diet. He's following that diet in the day. With that diet, he should be losing weight, not putting on weight. Arthapatti. Guy must be nocturnal. Why? He doesn't get sleep in the night here. Must be eating. He said, no, I check the fridge. I have the freedom to walk into his house and check the fridge. Nothing is missing from the fridge in the morning. I said, look at his bed. So next day he went, all pieces of, you know, crumbs of cookies, cake. Arthapatti works. Arthapatti works. It's a true story. That's why I'm not mentioning names. Okay? It's a true story. Yeah. Divana Bhante means a nocturnal, guaranteed. Arthapatti. Okay? Then we have Upamana, comparison, comparative logic. How you understand things by comparing it to something else. It's a big modern thing. Don't compare. But comparison is a pramana, upamana. Yeah, upamana is a pramana, a means of knowledge, a means of knowing things. Yeah. Plenty of examples. Again, the traditional one. This character is going to states. I said, are you visiting any national park there? Yeah. Go and have a look at the bison. It's a very unique animal to North America. And have a look at the bison. So what does it look like? What does it look like? Something like a water buffalo. Sort of different, eh? Something like it. Goes there, sees the bison. This must be the bison. Hey, it's not like a water buffalo. Nobody has come back and told me it's not a water buffalo. Of course it's not a water buffalo. It's a bison. But it is somewhat similar. To what you call in North India, sand and everything. Somewhat similar. More hair, more this thing, and that's it. Upamanam, comparative logic. Like if you look at the development of science, logic, literature, arts, all of them have been based on these four means of knowledge only. Plus one more, which the Western world doesn't recognize it so much, but we do. Anupalabdhi. Cognizing things that are not there. Recognizing things that are not there. Your fever must be just viral. Why? Because we have ruled out all other possibilities. Okay? Or even better. Is Kamini here? Nahi hai. How do you know? You look around with Kamini form in your mind, you look around, no form fits that form. Therefore, non-cognition. Cognition of things which doesn't exist here. It exists somewhere else, but not here.
It's like deduction.
No, because deduction is mediate. It involves a process of thinking. One step, second step, third step. Non-cognition does not involve that process. You look. Yeah. You see an empty chair. Hey, where is so-and-so gone? No, yeah. Direct. Non-cognition is direct. Arthapatti, deductive logic, is mediate. There has to be steps in it. So with all these five pramanas, all human knowledge has developed out of these five. Whether it is science or medicines or psychology or art, literature, everything. is based on these basic five means. Yes, you will enhance perception with instrumentation. Therefore, better data, better inference, better this. Like a sonogram, enhancing perception. Sonogram is nothing but enhancing perception. An MRI, or a depth sounder, or radar, all these are same principles, okay? The sonography and the depth sounder, where you find the depth of the ocean, etc., same principle. In fact, when the sonography machines first came out, my friends were doing medicine. So I was explaining the principles behind it to them, because we have used it out at sea, the depth finders. I'm talking of the 70s. So all this is human knowledge, which I can figure out. Then there is a sixth pramana called the shabda, the word. So what is the word meant for? The word is meant for those things that the human mind cannot figure out. The Veda is meant for those things which the human mind cannot figure out. That is why the Veda is not scientific, because scientific is what you can figure out. Veda is not scientific, not meant to be scientific. It is not a problem to say Veda is not scientific, it is a bhushanam. It is an alankara. Why? Because it is not meant to be. It is not within the five pramanas, it is the sixth pramana. So it better not be scientific. In fact, if you say Veda is scientific, you are doing a disservice to the Veda. Yeah, you are doing a disservice to the Veda. You are reducing the independence of the Veda. It is meant to tell you those things that you cannot figure out. But tell me, what is the function of the five pramanas to gain knowledge? For what? Why do you want all this knowledge? Five pramanas that you can figure out. Why do you want all that? Kiske liye?
Functional.
Okay, for functional reality. Fine, to function.
To know the outside world.
Function for what?
Happiness and fulfillment, finally.
To find a certain sense of happiness, sense of fulfillment. So all human pursuits are dependent on your five pramanas. All human pursuits can be based on artha and kama generally. Most of it. Not all, most of it. We'll come on to artha and kama. Artha, where you feel a sense of security. A house, you feel a sense of security. No? Arre, darwaja band karke soega aaram se. Fikar nahi hai. Sense of security first. But security alone is not enough. You need a sense of happiness out of that house. So you make that house into a home. You decorate it as you want it. Otherwise, house, four walls is secure enough. Aur kya chahiye? Oh yeah. No, I want to do this, I want to do this. Okay, Baba, certain things are functional. Fan, lights, bed, cupboard, to keep your thing. Okay. Usse jyada kya chahiye? What is that portrait doing on the wall? What use is that? Ek simple color maro na isa ekdam. Why do you want to make different colors in the kama? You want to feel that nice. Kama comes into the picture. Then I love somebody. Good. You love now. It's your privilege to love. Good. Good for you. I want to get married. तेरे प्यार करने के क्या शादी करने के हैं? ये बहुत अलग है, बहुत है डिफरेंट. Both are different. नहीं नहीं मेरे को शादी भी करनी है. कामा कम्स इनटू द पिक्चर. सेंस ऑफ बिलोंगिंग दिस दैट या अर्थ एंड कामा. आई वांट अ चाइल्ड. Why? So they'll be happy. Narayana. Kabir, kidhar se ye ho rahe. Okay, okay. Artha kama. Then, if you recognize human endeavor, a third thing also comes into the picture. That human endeavor has to be based on dharma. Why? Hey, if I tell you it's raining outside, you don't have to check, yaar. You can believe me. If you have to check everything, then where is dharma? There is no interaction possible, no? If I tell you, yes, please pick me up in the morning, I am waiting at this corner for you, for your car to come. You should be able to trust me. When I come there, I find the character is not there. I do not start hunting. Kidhar gaya ho? Phone karo. Character is not picking up the phone. He is probably having a shower or whatever. Or like me. Ray, last evening class, I put it on silent and after that forgot to turn it on. No, Baba. Jawan diya hai. Dharma comes into the picture. Social interactions, marriage, etc. Faithfulness, etc. comes into the picture. Nurture and care comes into the picture. All this is dharma, common sense dharma. Because otherwise, how can human actions ever work? Can't work. Whole society has to be based on certain basic dharma. Otherwise, there is no society. There is no interpersonal relationship. There is no international relationships also. Basic dharma has to be there. Yeah. That's why generally in foreign policy, if a treaty has been signed by the previous government, the next government honors it, even though the party may be different. Unless you trump it.
Yeah.
That's a different thing. But generally you follow that. Why dharma? That's dharma. Otherwise, how can you trust a nation? So this is dharma artha kama becomes the base of human life. Okay? So this dharma artha kama pursuits will be based on what I know. I'm staying in Bombay. Theek hai Baba. Where are you staying? Dombivli. Okay? Nice. It's a place to stay, no? No, but I want to move to a better location. Kidhar aayega? Chembur. Chembur is a better location. Okay. Nowadays it is. Okay. Then after that, okay. Chembur is green. Then? No, I want to move to Worli. There's all those new complexes there. Okay. After that, the Golden Triangle. Rish Candy, Pedder Road, you know, that Golden Triangle. And Malabar is this thing. Better. I don't know how much better, but whatever. Usse better only you can. You need to think of migrating. Okay, Baba, after that what? Here, the Veda comes in. And says, you have better standard of living. There is some more which you don't know about. It's called, there are seven dimensions of better. Because better is a relative term, it's a comparative term. So, if better is a comparative term, heaven may be comparison, you know. So, Pitruloka, Bhuloka, Pitruloka, Gandharvaloka, Isa Lokas, heaven, Devaloka, until Brahmaloka. Take your pick. Your pick will depend upon what? Where you buy a house will depend upon what you can afford. No? What you can afford depends on the money you have. The money you have will depend upon the money you have earned or inherited, whatever, earned. So similarly here also, it will depend upon what you have earned. The currency is slightly different here. Currency is punya. Punya papa is a currency. But earning is karma. You earn it by karma. But what karma? Esoteric karma. Agnihotra adi. Vedic karma. If you want it, you can try. Better artha, better kama. Yeah, better artha, better kama. Like this guy comes in. Swamiji, I was in love with such a beautiful woman. Great. Then what happened? No, I got married to her. I said, ah. Then put on 30 kilos, yaar. Abhi kya bolega isko? So he married a person, yaar. 30 kilos is more of her, yaar. Enjoy. I'm a practical man, yaar. Oh, it's not the girl I married. Are you the man that is the same? Okay, Baba. Heaven job. You get all the divine beauties. Both for men, women, both. Divine characters. Better karma. Better earth. If you're interested. Yeah. If you're interested. Huh, but there is one thing. You can't get married to anyone there. You can't possess anyone there. Not possible.
Jammu Kashmir.
Thank God. So you can say thank God. Ha, okay. Better artha kama. Chalo. You have tried all your spirits here, single mount, etc. etc. You don't know what Soma juice is like. Everything is enhanced. Seven lokas. How high you can go will depend upon the karma and meditation you do now, here. Interested? Yeah. Take to the Veda. It enhances dharma also. Dying in battle. Dharma. My dharma, yaar. Dying is not my dharma. Fighting the war is my dharma. In the process, I died. Don't worry. Your widow will get a Paramvira Chakra. We will take care of her. That is result here. Karma phalam here. But you don't know that dying in battle there like that will give you Veera Sarga. So the Veda comes and enhances what you know. So the enhancement of Dharma Artha Kama is what the Veda does. Veda is meant for that. Giving you better Dharma, better Artha, better Kama. Dharma for not only for this life, for life hereafter. Mouth ke baad, insurance policy, that also is taken care of. I know, after death I will go to heaven, get a bungalow there with a chiku tree. Why chiku tree, don't ask me. That came in my mind, I said. Now it become a habit to say chiku tree. Yeah. Enhancement, no? It also talks about worldly duties. It also talks about enhancement of those duties. All that. Elaborately it deals with dharmartha kama. But a human being, having lived like this, because with dharma, there is some goodness is there. When you lived with dharmartha kama, pursuing artha and kama through dharmic means, therefore, a certain paradigm of discipline is there in you. Yeah, because dharma brings in that discipline. And discipline is freedom. Discipline is freedom. It's a typical armed forces statement. You discipline what you eat and the exercise that you do, that is discipline. You enjoy good health even in your old age. Therefore, you get freedom. Discipline is freedom. And you start longing for a greater fulfillment. इतना ही है यार, अर्थकामा में क्या रखा है? I've been there, done that. What more is left in life? Nothing more. My heart is still empty. My heart is empty. It's not enough for me. Dil mange more. It is true. Every human heart. You know, when I look at human beings, I always think of this kid. Of course, this kid is a young man now. But when he was a kid, he's my friend's child. He's a friend who's a student of mine. She married and settled down in Mysore. How did a Bombay girl meet somebody from Mysore? They met on a trek. Okay. But married and settled down in Mysore. And they have two kids. So whenever I go to Rishikesh, they come and meet me there. And she's also just waiting for an excuse to come to the ashram. Come. And so we went out for dinner. Hey, it's not that Rishikesh you have to eat only in ashram. There are some great places for dinner. Last time when we had the camp there, I didn't have time to take you all anywhere else. Some great place for dinner also. Including a German bakery. In Rishikesh. Okay. Yeah. Anyway, we went out for dinner. And the younger son is a great foodie. Great foodie. So the father is asking, beta, barabar khaya na? Haan sir. Abhi bhook legenge nahi bolenge? Nahi. Abhi khane ke bare mein baat hi nahi karega. Pura ek ghanta ke liye. One hour is a very long time for a kid, okay? 7-8 year old kid, 1 year is a long time. Then we came out of the hotel. There's an ice cream parlor there. Beta, ice cream khayenge? Haan, ice cream ke liye jagah hai. The human mind is the same. We pray to the Lord. Lord, give me this. I will never ask for anything. Half the time I've seen people think, Lord, why did you give me this? Please take it away. The human heart is never fulfilled. Dharmartha kama is not enough to fulfill that human heart. Arjuna said the same thing. Only thing is, he discovered it on the battlefield. He said, why this kingdom? This kingdom is a small piece of earth. Hastinapura and the kingdom around it. Itnai. Make me the Lord of heaven, the three worlds. My heart will not be satisfied. Why? I'll always see some limitation in it, some fault in it. So when you seek fulfillment, then the human heart starts longing for fulfillment. Why? Pariksha Lokan has happened. I have examined the world. I'm not saying the world is a bad place or it is, I'm not being cynical. You have fun with what is there, yaar. What is there, okay, enjoy it. Nobody says no to that. But the fulfillment that you are seeking, nasti akritaha kritena, kritena karmanaha, by that action that I do, that fulfillment I want is not gained. Why? My own life is an experience. Kitna ki hai? What all have I achieved, not achieved, that? Won some, lost some, that. Then what? Heart is still empty. Therefore, the heart will be full only when I discover the infinite. Tasmas vijnanartham gurumeva vigachet samitpanihi kshotriyam brahmanishtam. He goes to a guru to learn. Why? If there is something called infinite, it has to include you in it. It can't be apart from you. This longing for that fulfillment is called moksha. The Sanskrit term, freedom. Freedom from your sense of limitations as a human being. Finally, that's what it is. No? I'm not happy now. I want that, I'll get happy. I want this person, I'll get happy. I want that. So my freedom from my limitation, from my existential angst, that helplessness, whatever you do is not enough. The isolation, the sense of isolation I have, disconnectedness. No, but I have a happy family and you want to do something the family doesn't want to do. Bas, you feel isolated and lonely right there. My family, one person is enough. Feel disconnected, therefore isolated, therefore lonely. Human problem. It's a human problem. It's not an animal problem. Because you are in disharmony with things. Why? Because I am aware of what I am. My self-awareness creates the issue. Yeah. Freedom from that is called moksha. Now look at it. It's a completely independent thing. It doesn't fall under dharmartha kama. But the pramana is the same, the Veda. For moksha as well. That is towards the end of the Veda. Therefore, a separate section meant only for moksha has been carved out of the Veda itself. Therefore, that gained the name Vedanta. Therefore, the positional name is important. The positional name is important. Because Vedanta is dealing only with moksha, not with dharmartha kama. It assumes certain things about dharma. It assumes. It may also point out how dharma is conducive to your growth. Because now it's just not merely achieving. From that achievement, how are you growing? The focus changes. The true seeker is only born here. To digress a little bit. When you are born, what are you? Vulnerable child? Helpless? Then, the birth of the ego. Generally, people say that in medical paradigm, around 2 years. Remember? The infinite ego, like literally. That's why they call it terrible twos. Ask any mother, they'll say, what about threes and fours and fives? That's also terrible.
My mother is
multiple so.
Teens are worse. So, birth of the ego. Ego means what? Finitude. I'm this much only. Therefore, achiever, next step. Necessary. Necessary. You're the achiever. Achieved certain things. Whatever it is. For a maid's son, maybe graduation is an achievement. Enough. Because they come up so many levels. That's a great thing. Achievement. For children, middle class families, graduation is a given. After that, what are you going to do? For a business family, I maintain my father's business. Not enough achievement. You only maintained. Take it one step more. Achiever. Or displace your father. Achiever. He has been dictating terms to me all my life. Now is my chance. At 50 I have displaced him. Why didn't you walk off at 25 and do something on your own? Your father would have respected you more. You would have had a better relationship with your father. Why? Your father would have been proud of you and you would have felt, father is also proud. The need to please is gone then. Yeah. Achiever. Important. After that, giver, have you learned to share what you have? Have you achieved things? But are you sharing with anyone? Whatever way, whether it's an NGO or whether it is with someone you know, it doesn't matter. Some amount of that giving has to come in the heart. You open up your heart for others. It can be just educating your male child. Can be just taking tuitions for somebody. It need not always be monetary. It can be in any way. But the giver. It can be in terms of your emotions and your support for people. That's why family life is good, because you're forced to be a giver also. There's an advantage in a family life, because you're forced to be a giver. After that, the seeker comes into the picture. Even giving is not enough. It gave me some joy to give and share. Giving always gives you. Sharing, giving always gives you a sense of joy. Not enough. Therefore, moksha, the seeker. Don't worry. The Lord will give you enough opportunities to give. I want to do this, but my family needs this. Giver ho gaya kya de? Yeah, simple as that. Even if you are not a mother hen, you giver you will do, because certain things you have to do. Yeah. Giver, the Lord knows, you know. Giver. Aagya. Then the seeker. All this is not enough. I want more from that. When you are at that stage, the Upanishad comes into the play. The Upanishad is a pramanam for moksha. For moksha. Pramana. Pramanam for moksha. Yeah. Therefore, the Shabda Pramanam includes the whole Veda. Out of that, we have carved the Upanishad separately. For those who are moksharthis, mumukshus. Okay. Why? The problem is not of doing. The problem is centered around who you are, not what you have. Therefore, the desire for moksha can come at any stage, really speaking. Can you not be a giver at 5 year old, as a 5 year old? You know, a very interesting thing happened when my nieces were small. Okay. And one of their cousins, my cousin's son, had come to stay with them for a few days. So there were two fruities in the fridge. The elder one was in school. So my mother said, both of you finish that fruity off, I'll get. The elder one I'll get later. And this kid, 5 year old kid, is saying, Mama, no. The cousin's boy, yeah? The boy is saying, you pour it in 3 glasses now, so it'll all be same. We will drink it now, she can drink it after she comes back. The giver is born right there, na? At 5. So even though I have put it as steps, it need not be that after 30 you are becoming givers. Therefore, the seeker also can be born at any age.
But later age, he continues this?
No. The giver part, or those, the fairness, etc. Moksha bhi tak aaya nahi unka life. He must be how old now? 24, 25? Yeah. Still too early. Thoda maar khane ka na duniya mein phir aaye. So, the desire for moksha also can come at any age. Need not come at any age also. That's also there. Yeah. I tried out this experiment with people. This guy, 80-year-old, he lost his wife 5 years back. So I say, when to get married again at 80? To get married. And the standard reply is, who will give me a girl now? मुझे कोई लड़की देता तो शादी कर 80. Only one person I seen giving a different answer. There was this person who used to teach in Shankaramatam before me. So they all went to meet the Sringeri Acharya. And he told the Acharya, I used to do Agnihotra, this, all these Vedic karmas I used to do. He says, why did you stop? I lost my wife, and for all these karmas you need the wife, okay? Otherwise you can't do it. A partner in life is necessary. That's part of the qualification of Mekya Guru. Veda has set up the qualification, not me. So the Acharya told him, when do you get married again? You can do all these karmas. And he said, Kalam Atitam. Time has passed all long back for all this. Get married again. Kalam Atitam, he said in Sanskrit. You know? Kalam time. Atitam. Go kya both. Gone. You know. The human heart. It need not seek moksha. No? Nothing wrong. If you are not seeking moksha, there is nothing wrong. Like my friend's father, he is in his late 70s, he started this group, companionship for older people, you know, who have, don't are single, etc. Companionship for them. Meet men, women, etc. Meet, sing. They want to get married, get married. Don't want to get married, don't get married, whatever. Only qualification is, and to be a member of the group, you have to be 60 plus. One qualification. And single. And single. Nothing wrong. So moksha may not come in people. Just by living it doesn't automatically come. It is there buried under a lot of these desires. It is buried. So in the right circumstances or in the case of right trigger points, it can all flare up. What is the trigger point? Anything and everything. Because moksha is about you and your sense of finitude. Every experience in the world can trigger it off. No experience in the world necessary to trigger it off also. Without any experience. People always ask me, Swamiji, from marine engineering, what made you take? They are all looking for some big event in my life. You know? I say, no event. It is something that grew on me. The desire for this grew on me. No event. No particular event. Yeah, events of life that matured me, of course. Maturity comes from living a conscious living. A conscious life if you have, then maturity will come in. But he walked off too early. What is early and late? Who is to decide? Yeah, some experiences are necessary in life. So when people come and ask me, I want to get from, be like you, be full-time a sadhu banne ka mere ko moksha ke liye. So I always ask them, fallen in love? No, Swamiji, never. Not ready. Go, have a heartbreak and come. Then you'll be better qualified. I'm not joking, I'm dead serious. If you're ready to understand one another human being, you're ready to understand anything in the world. One another human being, if you have understood. This is what Kabir meant when he said, Poti poti padkar pandit hoye na koi, dhai akshar jo prem ke. This is what he meant, heartbreak. Understanding another human being. Loving somebody, anybody can do, and a dog can do that. A dog will give you more love than your husband. Unconditional love. Husband's love is not unconditional. Dog's love is. Yeah, correct or no? That's why sometimes people prefer dog. Of course, the dog cannot do what a husband can. That's also there. So for everything else, you have a husband. For unconditional love, you have a dog. Perfect. Well, I mean, practical solution, not a practical issue. But the dog may be able to give you unconditional love. You cannot accept yourself unconditionally. Because the self you are aware of is a finite entity. Therefore, I cannot love myself unconditionally. Forget love, I can't even accept myself unconditionally. And finitude expresses itself as lack of self-acceptance. Even though in a self-esteem workshop, etc., we'll say, accept yourself, etc., self-acceptance. That's all very relative. It's all very relative. To be comfortable with what you are. No, totally. Totally nobody can be. Nobody can be totally comfortable with themselves. Relatively, yeah, I'm okay. This is a... Who will not want to be a couple of kilos lighter, a couple of inches taller? Okay, exceptions are always there. Sure, you wouldn't want to be a couple of inches taller. If you were in States, would I say that? Then I could play basketball and make billions. Except that, yeah. So a lot of desires are also social conditions. Yeah. So all this lack of self-acceptance comes because the self you are aware of is not totally acceptable. That's an expression of your sense of finitude as a human being. So freedom from that is what moksha is about. Freedom from your sense of finitude. Finitude in terms of life, living. Finitude in terms of knowledge, knowing. Finitude in terms of happiness. Yeah. You're not always a fulfilled, happy being. And that's what I want to be. That is the subject matter of the Upanishad. Yeah, that is the subject matter of the Upanishad, this fulfillment that you seek. That all that you seek is really speaking yourself. But to come to yourself, you have to go a little bit around the world and then come back. And what you are going to do is a small section from Chandogya Upanishad. Now, I have given you that whole sixth chapter. With Shankara's commentary on it, I have given it to you all. Okay. We will not do the whole thing here. Okay, I have given it to you all, so you can keep it. Certain things I will do topic-wise, certain things I will do the verse-wise. Okay, and certain things I will do verse-wise, certain things I will do as a topic. And, as I said, now Chandogya is a huge Upanishad. Chandogya and Brihadaranyaka are huge Upanishads. Okay? Which has got a lot of upasanas, a lot of meditation, a lot of this. All that for preparing the mind. Okay? All that for preparing the mind. Huge amount of meditation, this, that, etc. are there. Certain chapters, 6, 7, 8, etc. are all pure Vedanta. Okay? Like the next chapter after this, is Bhuma Vidya, for example. This is Tattvamasi section, chapter 6. Chapter 7 comes to be Bhuma Vidya, where the student is Sanat Kumara. Sorry, teacher is Sanat Kumara, and the student is Narada. Yeah, Narada goes as a student to Sanat Kumara, and Sanat Kumara is surprised. Narada coming to me? Kya baat hai? So he tells Narada, tell me what all that you know. I'll teach you what you don't know. He gives a list of 32 disciplines. Each discipline will take a lifetime to master. Use a list. Bhutavidya, knowledge of elements, science, chemistry. Prayatavidya, the other bhut. Martial arts, Dhanurvidya. Narada was an expert at that. Can you imagine Narada, martial artist, because of the caricature made in Indian films, Hindi film, Narayan, Narayan business, you know, idiotic. That's what Narada was. Narada's role in creation was to give a twist and turn to people's fate. That was his role. Difficult role to play. Then music, art, literature, science. The whole Veda, etymology, six Vedangas. All, any of these disciplines will take a lifetime. Astrology, astronomy, both. Astronomy is the scientific part. Astrology is the predictive part, which is Vedic. Therefore, not science. Logical, highly logical. But it's got an intuitive component to it. And at the end of it, it says, such an achiever. Shochami, I am in grief. I am saying this because achiever. What an achievement. But I am in grief. Existential grief. The unwept sorrow in every human heart. Therefore, shokasya param tarayatu. Take me beyond sorrow. Then Sanat Kumara teaches about Bhuma Vidya. Bhuma meaning that which is infinite. In this section, we have a very interesting thing. Why interesting? As I said, what is your trigger point? In fact, it is because of Upanishads like this that sadhus and rishikesh say, "Theek hai yaar, we will do some public programs." Why? Because you find the student here had not discerned the problem. He had not discerned the problem. He was not aware of what moksha is. The father deliberately makes him aware, triggers it off in his mind. Yeah, the father becomes guru there, but he triggers the desire for moksha in the kid's mind, probably sensing that the guy is ready for it. Sensing that the guy is ready for it triggers it. And the guy proves to be ready. That's why we also do reaching out programs. Why? Who knows?
In those days, ladies were not learning.
Yeah, of course. Maitreyi, Gargi, all that. Oh, yeah. See, their Gurukula system had both boys and girls in it. Sometimes, in certain Gurukulas or in certain families, the girls were day scholars. They were not overnight staying there. That's all. Many places, like Krishna, Rukmini and all, were all students of Sandeepani. They were there in the same Gurukula. Yeah. So, Gurukulas had. But this was not taught in a Gurukula. The Rishi who ran the Gurukula would rarely teach you Vedanta. He will teach you up to Ishvara and leave it. Why? Let them go experience life, Baba. They are still young. How? You go to a Gurukula anywhere between 6 and 12 years of age. 12 years of study. Therefore, between 18 and 24, you graduate. Then you enter life. Get married, settle down, that, etc. Very unsettling times. This is settling down, but I don't know. Very unsettling. Sab anubhav ke baat hai. I'm just pointing it out to you. So, then when the maturity comes, but there were some who with the Gurukula Vasa itself asked their teachers about the truth. If you ask, you are ready, you are taught. If you ask, you are ready, you will be taught. That's how it was. So unless asked, you wouldn't be taught. Because you're too young. So is it serious? Is the need serious enough? Has he discerned it? If he has discerned it, fine. Give it to him. Otherwise, he gets married, he settles down. Then, Chaturmasya. Okay, time. Some sadhu or something will be staying in his village. Because Chaturmasya sadhus don't move around. Stay put in one village for 3 months, 2 months. Every day, because look at it, agrarian society. Planting, transplanting, all that done. Abhikya, now you have to wait. It's raining, so you don't even have to bother about birds coming and pecking this thing. It still has to grow. It has not come to that stage. So what do you have to do? Nothing, you're free. Chalo. Morning, evening. Classes on my intense. 2-3 months in the year, intense, morning, evening. You still had chores to do, that's why they kept it morning. Chores were there at home. What was chores? Chopping firewood, bringing water, all those things were there. Okay. Chores were there. Cooking, weaving, cleaning, all that stuff. The chores were there. Looking after the cow, this, that. A lot of chores. You know, woman's lip, what they really have to thank for? The invention of electricity. Immediately chores became like this. No? Grinding, atta pisna, mixi yana, 10 minute mein ho gaya. Nahi to 1 ghanta ke na. Water pump is ready. Don't have to gather water. So women's lip owes a lot to the invention of electricity. Yes. Yeah. Who was it? Faraday. Discovered and, you know, Faraday, yeah. So, then what will happen to this guy? Because that expo, Mokshekshay will come up. But abhi responsibility hai, bichcha, yeah. So, saath saath mein. Lokesh means Divida Nishta, two lifestyles in the world, remember? Jnana Yogi na Sankhya naam, Sanyasa naam, who escaped the thing. Others, Karma Yogi na Yogi naam. Follow the lifestyle of Karma Yoga, Ishra Arpanam, Prasada Buddhi, etc. Along with that, side by side, learn. And before you know it, you're free. The scenic route, take some time. But it's fine. Stop to smell the roses on the way, like, you know. Enjoy the whole thing. Enjoy the process. Then, at the end of the life, take sannyasa. Why? Forget all this. I just want my nishtha now. Whole day gone in this only. Subhesh, whole day studying only this. All that I have studied before. So now I am only contemplating. That's what I advise Sahaya. Sahaya was telling me. Samaji, abhi camps of band ho gaya lag raha hai. I said, Sahib, you don't even need a class. All you need to do is sit down and contemplate. And that's what he does whole day. Why, how do I know it? But sometimes, at odd times, I'll get a call from him. Swamiji, mere man mein ye vichar aaya. I want to see whether main barabar sahi rasta par hu kya. Then he'll tell me an elaborate logic of what he has thought about. I said, perfectly fine. Please go ahead. You're on track? He's on track. He just felt the need to check it up, that's all. कोई संदेह नहीं था खाली इतना ही था कि कोई सही है क्या नहीं देर इज नो डाउट इन टर्म्स ऑफ आर्ग्यूमेंट अगेंस्ट इट जस्ट ए वेगनेस जस्ट लाइक कन्फर्म ठीक है और क्या चाहिए नो रीजन वाई यू शुड नॉट गेट इज ऑलरेडी नोज द ट्रूथ ही जस्ट हैज टू मेक इट इज ओन कमोडोर वॉज द सेम I said, what should I do? I said, Commodore, at your stage now, just contemplate a bit. That's all. You don't need anything else. Yeah. He was a great guy. Before his death, he had to do a tracheostomy. So I went to see him in the hospital. And he writes, can you believe it? I had to pay them to get my throat cut. In that condition, he could joke about it. In that condition, he could... joke about it, you know. Yeah, so that makes a great thing. Yeah. If you can joke about something, people say, husband, why is God not taking me? Or, why don't you take me home and let me go? You can laugh about it, you can joke about it. Yeah, his daughter is joining us for Saturday, Sunday. Okay, yeah, some of you know her. So what I'm trying to say is that this was how the whole question of moksha was tackled because of human need. Therefore, the Upanishad became Pramana. Upanishad meaning you all have heard a lot of times from me. Two prefixes, Upa and Ni. Upa standing for? Samipe, near. How near? Without a reference point. Therefore, the near. The near is what? I. Upa means I. Ni stands for Nischayatmaka Jnanam. Definite knowledge. No doubt, no vagueness. Okay. So, Upanishad, Upani means self-knowledge. Then what does Shad do? Three things. Nashayati, it destroys. What can knowledge destroy? Ignorance. Self-ignorance, it destroys. Ajnanam nashayati. Another meaning is visharati, to wear out. What can it wear out? Anartha vrata and all your karma, karma phala, etc. Wears it out. Okay? Because karma, thoda time lagta na. You have to still go through something. You may be a wise person. Saade saati aaya. Pau mein ligament. Kaisa? Prarabdha karma. And you look at it and laugh. And say, mein, 500 kilo leg press karta tha, mein ligament tear kaisa aaya idhar? Killa. That's it. Karma, it has to wear out. If the knowledge is, no hassles. Yeah, with knowledge is not a hassle. Any karma, not a problem. Because you are ananda, no? Ananda going through a negative karma, you are still ananda. What's the problem? If you are not ananda, that becomes a problem, because then you are dependent on a situation to make you happy or unhappy. But if you are already ananda, not a problem. Third meaning is gamayati, gamanam, to take you where Brahma gamayati, that Brahman I am seeking takes me to that. How can self-knowledge take me to Brahman? Because I happen to be Brahman. What can I do about it? I happen to be Brahman. Therefore, Brahma gamayati. It is just put in the language of the Veda, that's all. Though the Upanishad is put in the language of the Veda, Brahma Gamayati. Like Lokan Gamayati, similarly Brahma Gamayati. But not similarly. Why? Because there is no Gamanam. It is from me to myself. There is no real Gamanam. Therefore, this is the Upanishad. Okay? And one section of the Chandogya Upanishad we will see. From triggering on the desire onwards, triggering off that Mokshecha, to the complete fulfillment of it. Break ke baad. 1:30, lunch will be ready. So you have 10 minutes for whatever you need to do. We'll see after that. After tea, we'll have the next class. 4 o'clock, we'll have the class, yeah. They said few minutes before 4, they'll give us tea. Om Tat Sat.